pledging that no one will be left behind as we embark on this collective journey. Our agenda is a truly empowering instrument and mechanism. In Zimbabwe, we have adopted and are implementing several programs to empower our previously disadvantaged people. A key component of our empowerment agenda has been the land reform program, which, contrary to its detractors, has lifted many families out of poverty. We are determined to leave no one behind in the spirit of the new agenda. We will therefore continue to refine and adjust our empowerment programs so that they encompass all the vulnerable and disadvantaged groups in our country. Co-chairman, it is critical that adequate financial resources be mobilized and availed for the successful implementation of our new agenda. The focus on domestic public resources as the major source of funding for the agenda corresponds with the principle of the primacy of national ownership of the development agenda. To generate the levels of the required resources, national economies must grow. For growth to be achieved, in addition to appropriate domestic policies, our countries need a coherent and supportive international environment. The transformative agenda must therefore not be confined to the national level, but must equally extend to the international arena so that systemic issues that impede our country's development are addressed. Co-chairmen, international cooperation in stemming the hemorrhaging of Africa's resources through transfer pricing, tax evasion, and other criminal activities must be reinforced. We need to redouble our efforts to agree on the Doha Development Agenda and put in place a universal, rules-based, predictable, transparent, inclusive, non-discriminatory, and equitable trading system. The reform of the Bretton Woods institutions is long overdue. The issue of debt sustainability calls for urgent, clear-headed resolution. These are not new issues. They have been with us for too long. They constitute a huge part of the baggage that we need to shed off if the transformative new agenda is to succeed. We hope that in adopting this new agenda, all of us are aware of what it entails. We hope that we are similarly committed to shed old habits and contribute to ushering in the potentially glorious era promised in our new agenda. Co-chairpersons, the success of our agenda calls for more and not less international cooperation and solidarity. The fact that we are enlarging the circle of our partnerships should not result in the weakening of existing ones or the mutual responsibilities we already share. It should, in fact, strengthen them. The universality of this agenda is not just that it applies to all of us, but also that it belongs to all of us. This agenda promises a brave new world, a new world which we have to consciously construct, a new world that calls for the creation of a new global citizen. I want to believe that we are up to this task. which we have voluntarily and collectively committed ourselves to. Our success, and in particular the promise of a new world that awaits us, depends upon this commitment. I thank you.